You're listening to Kanikapila Sunday on HPR2, and you've been hearing the music of Robi Kahakalau since her days as a member of the Hawaiian Style Band, and that was followed by three solo albums. Her long-awaited release is titled Robi Calling, and it's her first solo recording since 2000, and she's here today to talk about it. Welcome, Robi.
Aloha. Aloha, Kako. Thank you for having me, Derek.
Of course. Thank you for coming down. I just realized, too, you did a Christmas album, right?
Yeah.
A few years ago.
Yes. That was also with Neil's Productions, Bob and Patty St. John.
Uh-huh.
And that's how come we did Robi Calling together, too, because the Christmas album, it worked so easy to make it. The whole process was a lot faster.
Uh-huh.
And really good fun working with him, except for the studios in Mililani. And I live in Kulio also. The drive was the most annoying part of the whole thing. Other than that, it was really good fun, so that's why we decided to make like a regular CD together.
Yeah, and it's been a while, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Since
yes.
You've done, because it says here, 2000, so that's 13
All I want
years.
Was, yes, was in 2000. I don't know how.
What happened?
The time just flew by. I must say, I did one with Sean Awa. We did a duet kind of thing together. But he was changing jobs at the time and switching and moving to Maui, then moving back here. So it kind of all fell apart with that CD. But it was a fun project. But yeah, solo project, definitely it's been a long time. So some people say, oh, you're coming out of retirement. No, I never retired. I still played around in town, but just didn't make a recording. So I'm very happy to have the product in hand.
Yes, good. Finally. Now, what else have you been doing over these years?
I've been traveling, but hardly ever to the mainland anymore. With Makaha Sons, we used to go like sometimes twice a month to go like West Coast or even as far as Denver and Indiana. We went one time.
Yeah.
But in the last probably 4 or 5 years, I've been going to Japan a lot.
Mm.
And I love it. I love going there.
What's the best part about going to Japan?
I don't want to say, but I think the food. they treat you so well, like you're royalty almost over there. And summertime is not so much fun because it's really, really hot and muggy. But I love going there in the wintertime because, you know, for 1 week you can handle the cold and it feels really nice. And like I said, the food is just incredible. And I'm slowly learning phrase by phrase almost a little bit how to, you know, converse because I love speaking languages. And ka'olelo Hawaii, ka'umea, ka'olelo punahele. Hawaiian is definitely my favorite language. But I speak German and French and all kinds of European languages. But in Japanese, I was just so lost, so utterly lost. And now I'm on this on the computer taking like little bit Japanese lessons. So.
Oh, wow. That's great.
But it goes so slow.
Because not too many people have that affinity to speak different languages, you know?
Yeah, I think it's because like in Europe, I grew up in Europe, right? So over there, most people speak at least two, at least, if not 3 and 4 is pretty common, you know, over there. But I just don't speak anything Asian. And Japanese is so different. Like, once you know French, Spanish kind of comes easy. Italian comes easy because they're all Latin-based languages. German, if I didn't speak German from when I was born, I probably would never have studied it.
Well, speaking about knowing all types of languages, you have all types of musical styles that you cover.
Definitely.
On this album, from island contemporary to folk and jazz. But we're going to focus on the Hawaiian songs that you have on this album. Which one would you like to talk about first?
Maybe we can start with Kalei'e and Namoku Eha.
Okay.
The other way around, Namoku Eha, Kalei'e. It's kind of a medley. And, you know, when you have Aloha Week or any parade in Waikiki where they represent the islands, the pa'u riders, you have your the big island is red, and then Maui is the Lokelani is pink. And so you have all the ladies that are so beautiful on their horses and have the accordion laid to the islands. A lot of people don't know which color goes with what island or what the mountain of the highest mountain of that island is. And I always used to tell my students, if you learn something in a song, it's like you're not studying it. You're just memorizing the song. And it's so much easier to memorize something in a song than to have to like either study vocabulary or, okay, this goes, that mountain goes with that island, that color goes with that. If it's in a song, you just sing the song and you got them. Mm-hmm. So, and in that song, it talks about the lay of the, or the flower of the various islands, the four major islands. Namoku Iha means the four islands. And Kale'e is just the lay. And because Namoku Iha doesn't have the kuahiwi of the island in it, I said, oh, I want to do something that has the mountain and the flowers, but I really like Namoku Iha, the song. So I said, why don't I just do a medley? And then that's how come we recorded it like this. So it talks about the flowers and the lay and the kuahiwi or the mountain of the most four important islands.
Hano hano Hawaii la leika lehua kuahiwi nanila o mauna keia kila kila o mawila leika ro Zelani kuahiwi nanila o halea kala kalei e kalehua e kalei Kamo kihana kuahiwi nanila o wai ale ale kalei e ka ima e kalei
Sister Robi Kahakalau is on Kanikapila Sunday. And we're talking about her latest release, Robi Calling. Who do you have performing with you on this album?
Definitely on most of the songs, my partner in crime, I call him Mr. Jeff Rasmussen. He's on almost all the songs that needed guitar, which all of them do. And we have Troy Fernandez. He just moved to the mainland. Hoo, Troy, we love you.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he moved to California. Going to try up there, get his girls, you know, singing and... I miss him already, but because he's just such a fabulous player.
Oh yeah, he's one of the best ukulele players I've heard.
To me, it just goes to show how great he is because so many people are playing his style. You know, are playing what he started, and I just I'm always totally blown away when I see him or hear him play. It's just you can hear his licks. You know, people try and copy him and. I don't think they're trying to copy him, but they pay compliments to him, you know, by playing the way he does. But you can still hear when it's really Troy. You know, you can. He has that special little thing going there. And I'm so happy to have him on two songs on the CD.
Yeah,
that was right before the week he left. He recorded the last song, the Keala song.
Wow!
So thank you, Troy.
Wow!
And then there's some folks from John, who's the producer, John. Not John. Bob St. John. I'm so sorry. I always call him John. He calls me Robbie, but that's okay. We have fun with each other. No, Bob St. John, he's the musical director of his church. So he has a lot of talented kids in the church. And since he was the producer, he hired some of the kids to come play on the CD. And they did fabulous too. Mm-hmm. Did awesome. But for the Hawaiian stuff, yeah, Jeff was definitely the main character.
Now we're going to listen to another, you're going to do another song from Robi Calling, and you brought in your guitar.
Yes, I did.
Thank you so much.
No, for you, Derek. And since you're doing the Hawaiian, you concentrate on the Hawaiian. The other songs, I might not be able to play on the guitar, but the Hawaiian ones, hikino.
Okay. So, talk about this song that you're going to play.
It's a song that's called Kaulana o Waimanalo, or Famous is Waimanalo. And since I live in Kuli'o'o now, I've been there 18 years, I'm definitely frequenting Waimanalo Beach, Kayona Beach Park, where I can take my dogs and nobody bothers us. And it's just a beautiful place. And I wanted to kind of pay homage for, you know, for saying mahalo, for letting me come over there and let my dogs run around free and let me play in the water, because there's turtles swimming around. And it's just a beautiful place to, you know, kick back and forget about the worries and the hectic of the day. So I wanted to just, and Waimanalo Blues is a beautiful song, but it was done so, so nice by Country Comfort that it's almost, you don't want to re-record it and you know, be like second rate. So Kaulana o Waimanalo hasn't been recorded in a while. I know it was done at Mary Monarch this past March or April, Kalamai. But I'm happy to have it on my CD as a mahalo for the folks at Waimanalo for letting me come over there and be, you know, be happy in the water and play around. So a song called Kaulana o Waimanalo.
Kaulana o Waimanalo, ikapali o makapu, ike kai hawana wana, hopuni ia e na pali. Hie hie a o manana, kukila kila ike kai, po ai mau iana. Eke kai ha nupa nupa, alava iho oe, ina papa he e nalu, hie hie ke kulana, ika he e mali e mai. Wanani na home, a o Waimanalo, ua piha me ke aloha, a me kanui hau oli. Ha ina mai kapuana, kaulana o Waimanalo, ika pali o makapu, ike kai hawana wana.
Oh, that is beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Roby Kahakalau.
By yourself. Ah.
Yes. On guitar, solo guitar here at Kanikapila Sunday and doing a song from her latest release called Roby Calling, Kaulana o Waimanalo. Beautiful. And I take it you'll be doing that song when you're in concert, right?
Oh, yes, definitely. Okay. I can't wait for August 24th. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah. So people who don't know, Roby will be in concert at HPR's Atherton Studio August 24th at 7:30 p.m.
And, you know, from the last time we played there, I have to say I've played in many different venues. And there's only a few that really stick out. And Atherton, I'm not making this up, Atherton is definitely right up there in my top three. It's right next to Carnegie Hall.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. The sound in there is so awesome that it's just amazing to perform in there. It feels the time, I remember our last show there, I saw the amount of songs we had to do. I'm like, oh my gosh, it felt long. And the time went by so fast. I would have done more hanahos, more, but we had to get out. But it's a beautiful venue, and just from the sound, the acoustics, and the MCs, is wonderful too.
Hey, Derek, whatever Malama. His name is.
Hey, thanks. He does a great job too. So yeah, folks, come down. It's a it's going to be a fun night.
Yeah. And what can people expect to see when they go?
Well, probably we're going to play some or, you know, of the old classic.
The classics.
Yeah, the classics,
the
of course.
The Connie Kabila classics.
Yeah. And but definitely feature some songs from the new CD. And you still have the piano in there, yeah?
Oh, yes.
Okay, if I can find a guy, the guy to play the song, we might even do the jazz song, the Frank Sinatra song that's on the CD.
Oh, yeah.
There's a song called One for My Baby.
Oh, yeah.
And I recorded that for my mom because she loves Blue Eyes. She calls him Old Blue Eyes.
Old Blue Eyes, yeah. Right.
And, I mean, he is, you know, mega star. And what she likes about him is that she said, you can understand every word that he sings. And that's true. Like, when he sings, it's, you know, there's no question what he's singing. Nowadays, sometimes you hear people singing and you're going like, are they even singing English? You can't even hear if it's the language. But with him, and I first heard that song like quite a while back on TV. It was Frank Sinatra's bio. And I said, oh, my God, if there's ever a Frank Sinatra song, this would be the one that I would want to record. And so now I got it.
Wow.
On the CD. It was kind of hard to learn, but I love it. I love the song, and I even my mom likes it. So I'm happy she gave me a thumbs up.
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll find you a piano player for August. You know, that's a good piano. It's a Bösendorfer.
Yeah. Oh.
And
everything in that room is great.
Yeah. So
yeah. So hopefully we can do that, but it'll be definitely mostly the focusing on the Hawaiian songs from this CD.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
No drums. No worry. We're not bringing drums. No need.
No need. So Roby Kahakalau will be in concert in HPR's Atherton Studio Saturday, August 24th. For tickets, visit HawaiiPublicRadio.org and click on Atherton Studio Events. Or you can call 955-8821 during business hours. So, yeah. It's Roby Kahakalau. And once again, her latest release is Roby Calling from Neos Productions.
Mm-hmm. Mahalo nui for having me, Derek. And thank you, folks, like I said, for listening to Hawaiian music. And e ho'olohe mai kako ina mele o Derek Malama ma Kani Kapila Sunday.
It's quarter to three. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set him up, Joe. I got a little story I think you should know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road.